Testing, 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 boys and girls. Let's see if this is gonna blow up our Gibsons. All right. I haven't talked about fish enthusiasm in a while we're waiting to make sure that Mumble's actually gonna stick around before I commit to talking about the various things that I wrote down to talk about today. My sort of Mad Max fish tank, which I call Barb Town because it's full of barbs and every single fish in there is kind of a dick. We just ended up finishing it up yesterday. I ended up adding a bunch of Buenos Aires tetras, which are really interesting fish. Like, they're one of the things about fish is that there's like a million different things that they sell in pet stores that they call tetras, and they're all completely different fish. Anyway, Buenos Aires tetras, and it worked out really well. It's super cool. Wacky. But that is the only designated bit of fish enthusiasm we're going to have this fireside until maybe later. We have a lot of shit going on. I have so many shout-outs to give. Jesus Christ. Corns is really just cutting right to the heart of the matter here. And he says, like all proper old school people that have memories of these things, insists that we release the chat porn. I promise you we will. It may be a few more weeks for some of it. And there's a reason for that. The reason is, I'm not sure whether you guys have realized it yet, but Test is not even in fucking Outer Passage. Test isn't anywhere close to Outer Passage. Test actually has been trying to tell their members that are miserable and logging off, and some of them just quitting, and some of them howling at the rooftops or whatever it is that they're doing. Test is trying to insist to everyone that while PanFam, who has actually now finally made it to the fucking Dren regions, or at least a bunch of them have, a bunch of the Test guys are being told by their very effective, very inspiring leadership that they need to stick around in and around the, I think, the catch zone. They need to stick around and hang out there because some of these guys are going to try to rescue their remaining keepstars that have not actually unanchored yet, that are in Esoteria and in and around all of that. I wish them the very best of luck in their future endeavors because I'm not really sure how a group that's out of fuel and can't tell the difference between beacons, not like we can really throw stones there, is going to be able to actually go successfully rescue more of their keepstars, especially because we are openly and notoriously telling everyone about this, and I'm sure that there's lots of people that will be helpfully shooting those keepstars too. One of the things about this game that is fascinating, one of the things about this war that is fascinating, is that because Villy and Pappy and Piggles and all that crew fucked it up so badly, there are a whole bunch of people out there like Dreadbomb, like Snuffed, like basically everybody else who wasn't us or the Blue Donut, wants their revenge on the Blue Donut too. And since the Blue Donut has disintegrated into crumbs, moldy, rusty, bad posting crumbs. I'm distracted now by the idea of a rusty, crumbly donut because I just mixed my metaphors there. It's been a long few weeks, and I ask you to bear with me as we go through this fireside because part of it is going to be Q&A, part of it is going to be victory speechy kind of things. We've had a lot of victory speeches recently, and I am mainly going to give shout outs and chill and do some Q&As and go through some of the big pieces of news. I imagine that everybody has been burning the candle at both fucking ends. I know I have. Everybody else that I know who's involved in this thing has been burning the candle at both ends. Time sort of stopped for me a couple of Mondays ago when Pappy disintegrated on landing instead of actually sticking the landing. They just sort of blew up. And ever since then, it has been a mad sprint for all of us. I've said this before a couple times over the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, time's a fucking blur. And I think it was August 3rd or August 4th that the big boom happened. Just want everybody to understand that we have been doing an insane amount of work and that we are not going to stop. I'm not saying that we're going to sleep a whole bunch. I'm not saying stop purging everything in our space. I'm not saying stop, you know, healing fucking Mother Delve. What I am saying is accept and understand that you and your friends are going to be a little bit more tired while you're purging Mother Delve. We're going to keep this fucking thing going until the absolute last one of their citadels is gone and all of our space has been appropriately scoured, because It's the right thing to do, and it will be a shitload easier to rebuild and do what we need to do next, which is what I'm about to be talking about here soon. Yeah, so there's questions here about Jeff-style deployment to hunt down the bad guys. Don't worry. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. We have plans for all sorts of ways for you to get puppy blood on your hands, for the ones that run too far away immediately for us to get here. But there is a lot of shit that we're going to be doing at home, and there's going to be some stuff that we're going to be doing, some SIGs and squad stuff. I'm sure that's a big surprise to everybody. If you rejoin during the Horn of Gundor, or you just, we've got, this war has lasted so long that we've had newbies grow up in an era knowing only war, which I think is pretty cool, because that's basically the bog standard Gunswarm experience. Welcome to Eve, welcome to Hell War, that's Gunswarm. Usually what we'll do in times of quote peace, unquote, and I'm not going to call this peace anymore because it's really not, is send those that still want blood, which should be all of you, and are charged up for PvP, into, well, you know, SIGs and squads. We don't really like to talk about it on Firesides. We don't go into too much details. This is one of those things where, like, the more that we're doing in terms of sneaky, small-scale shit, the less I like to say about it on a Fireside. It's important for people to understand, as we transition into this next phase of the war, that when I say things like SIGs and squads or this, that, or the other thing, I'm not going to necessarily spell out everything we're doing on a Fireside, because SIGs and squads deployments, like, let's say hypothetically, like, you know what, Brave and Severance are running, or Severance is now going off to Scalding Pass or some other sort of dumb bullshit and joining Fire. We'll talk about that in a bit. Actually, we probably won't, because nobody knows or cares who Severance is, but regardless, whatever, fuck them. The point is, there's a bunch of these dumbasses that are going to be parking in Geminate. There's a bunch of these dumbasses that are going to be parking in the drone region. There's a bunch of these dumbasses that are scattered all around the galaxy. And SIG and squad deployments are when we send dudes to go harass them, burn them down, and shit on them. I don't know why Briz decided to go live in a region that has NPC space, one jump from Jita that fucking adversity lives in, but that's the kind of babes in the woods post-Pappy situation we're dealing with here. All right. So for those of you that want blood, don't worry. This is not... This isn't a situation where, like, we come back and after all of this stuff is over and done with, we're like, oh, well, you know, everything's fine, guys. At least the puppy tried and, you know, good for them. I'm a little bit less blood and fire today, not because I don't want to purge, burn, and kill the puppies, but just because it's a lot of fucking work and we've all been burning the candle at both ends and we're all a bunch of fucking heroes and we should take some time to pat ourselves on the back about it. So... we're not moving the Alliance because of the Quarren's hardpoint. Like, it's just, you know, the puppies never actually got to the Quarren's hardpoint, which is kind of disappointing because I would love to see that baby in action. But in terms of future plans, in terms of where we're going, what are we doing? We're here. We fought for our home. We fought for our space. We are not going anywhere because it is the best fortress in the history of the game. And we now know that it could be a lot better. We have a tremendous amount of interesting things to do here. Like, this is not like war is over and everything is back to normal. This is, half of it is the Great Crusade. Half of it is building Empire 4.0 and then seeing what we can do with that. I don't even know it's 3.0, 4.0, whatever. There's been a lot of iteration. The point is this. Some of us, we essentially have to manage a bunch of this is like less of a Hearthblur Fireside, guys, and more of like a planning. Like, we've got a shitload of work to do, and I want to talk about that before we get into any kind of, you know, herfity burf, raising my voice kind of stuff. So here's the deal. War and conflict between organizations in EVE Online is a continual thing. One of the main differences between us and our enemies is that we appreciate and we understand that war is eternal. And just because war is us shooting their titans or they're bringing their titans to us and not using them and getting them shot by us, just because they are running across the galaxy, we are still in a eternal competition with the puppies. As we have all seen, given any excuse, given any opportunity, the puppies will, every 5 years, pretty much like clockwork, drop what they're doing and come at us like they did. They dropped what they were doing and they came at us in the Vietnam War. They dropped what they were doing and they came at us in the Casino War. They dropped what they were doing and came at us when they saw that we were going to attack Test in the Fountain War, and then again, all of the puppies. And then, of course, in the Great War, there are no goons. They all got together and attacked us. So if you think that we're just going to sit on our asses and act like these dumb motherfuckers are actually done trying to wipe us out of this video game, you got another thing coming. We have a lot of interesting things planned. So a couple of things on that. The sooner that we aggressively rebuild and heal Mother Delve, and that's both a logistics challenge, it's a market challenge, it's also a PvP challenge, it is a PvE challenge. We got to do it all. We got to raise ADMs. We got to get our space up and running again. We got to do all of this stuff. One of the reasons why I'm force marching everybody to heal Mother Delve isn't just, I mean, I don't think it was really necessary to force march everyone because you guys were going to blow up all that shit anyway, but I really wanted to make sure that we ate our fucking soft Wheaties, purged all these motherfuckers out of Delve, because the last thing I want to do is have like, oh, hey, here's this test thing that's been here for 3 months and we keep forgetting about it, right? Like, you know, you just purge the space, wipe the slate clean, and then we have a clean drawing board from which to rebuild a far better and more interesting Awakened Empire. I've been playing a lot of Stellaris recently because it's sort of a busman's holiday. If abruptly I'm taken away from managing a space empire at war because our enemies blew up and collapsed and started running away, in between reconstruction planning, I've been, you know, building a space empire and trying to conquer the galaxy because I just can't help myself at the end of the day. But jokes about Stellaris aside, the reason I'm putting this in front of everybody's noses is we are very seriously going after the Awakened Empire route. And I want people to understand this. So it's going to be partially sociology nerd stuff here. Most EVE players think of conflicts in terms of discrete wars. And we really, especially as we are pivoting towards healing Mother Delve, implementing our new plans, our new for some of these things like the Goonfleet economic zones, figuring out just the whole setup, a better jump bridge network, a better defensive Keepstar network, a better defensive just Citadel footprint, a whole bunch of stuff I'm not going to go into too much detail here on the Fireside because our enemies listen to these. But while we are doing that, the sooner that we are able to get our shit together, the sooner we are going to be able to reliably project power across the galaxy. Now, power projection currently is going to take a variety of different forms. Some of it is SIGs and squad stuff. Some of it is groups like the Black Hand or Insurgent Squad doing their magic. Some of it will simply just be shitting on nerds that happen to blunder into our tantrum radius. It's going to take a lot of different forms. But the main thing is this. The Imperium has certain strategic foes that are dangerous to us, that are strategic threats to us, that were threats to us during this war, and will be threats to us in the future. And in many cases, they were still here, could still be threats to us. It just so happened that ProGod Legend fucked everything up and blew up Pappy on that Monday by unangering their Keepstars, so that's hilarious. But what I want people to understand is we are going to fix Delve. We are going to make a better empire, and we are going to become the fucking crisis. I said this on previous Firesides before. I want to reemphasize this so it doesn't sound like just some random ass Stellaris joke. Because of the opportunities presented by this, what I would call a catastrophic success scenario, we need to capitalize on that. The enemy has failed so badly and is still in the process of failing their way back to their space that we really have opportunities to run up the score. And because war is a continual process and a continual organizational competition, it is incumbent upon us to take the lessons that we have learned from the failures and the fuck-ups, because we're adults, we admit when things go wrong, and we go, okay, yeah, that's how you learn. You fuck stuff up, you go, how did I fuck it up? How do I not fuck it up again? Okay, let's try this again. Let's do something else. And we're going to be doing that from the ground up with our empire, because I believe that there is an opportunity for us to end up not just a little bit more powerful than the puppies, but like I said before, Awakened Empire. That's the fucking Awakened Empire, Great Crusade, become the crisis. I want to be 50 times more powerful than the puppies. They are going to do this again. And the only way that we keep them from doing this again is being so ridiculously powerful from the ground fucking up that the galaxy becomes our oyster. I think it would be rather fun. We can only really rubbish one group at a time. And I have no desire whatsoever to rule over the puppies. The difference between us and them from a leadership perspective, there are many, I suppose, but the fundamental difference is the Imperium doesn't rent. We are not interested in holding a whole bunch of random ass territory around the galaxy such that Gobbins can get our fucking rent check in ISK form from his like McDonald's people. So, you know, it's not like we're saying we're going to become 50 times more powerful than the puppies and then we're going to conquer the galaxy, because that's what the puppies would do. What we're going to do is get 50 times more powerful than everybody else and then fuck with the puppies and have fun and do goony things. Sometimes that'll be wacky bullshit. Sometimes it will be scouring our enemies and making them rue the day they ever dared create the Serenity Blue Donut and say there are no goons. Mix of things, but to get to that thing, we have to rebuild our economic engine. Again, sociology nerds, Stellaris references, shit like this here, because we have a very complicated, multifaceted, sort of nation-state style task ahead of us. We have to rebuild our economic engine as rapidly as possible, because every hour that we are more successful with our econ engine than the bad guys, we will begin to rack up that positive expected value. We'll get that plus EV. And the more that we get our shit started before the bad guys and more effectively than the bad guys, then that results in us being able to pivot to project power and do a whole bunch of other stuff that we're not going to be talking about here. So when I'm talking about things like become the crisis, to become the crisis, we need to have the most brokenly stupid economy we possibly can. I want to have an economy that is so ridiculous that CCP is again going, oh my God, what did these people think of? And I want the rest of the game to just be confused about how we're doing it. So when I talk about PvE, if you are new, if you responded to the horn, if you have not seen us in peacetime, I am notorious for not being terribly interested in peace. Like I said, the moment the puppies broke up, I started playing Stellaris such that I could get my fix of crush the fucking galaxy. So when you hear me on a fireside, me of all people, me who can barely keep his eyes open on the meta show, when people start talking about, like, you know, moons or industry or anything, all of that is a means to an end. It is critically important. This is one of the differences between us and our enemies, is that we don't shit on quote F9 monkeys unquote. Like, we play every aspect of the video game Eve Online, because every aspect of the video game Eve Online is something that can enable us to better defeat and compete with our galaxy full of foes. So we're gonna fucking do this shit. All right, so that's the general play. We are revising, we are adapting, we are doing this Borg thing, and we're going to go fucking Awakened Empire Become the Crisis. So I would, if I was rushing things, I would come to you today with a bunch of policies and things regarding some of the stuff that we have planned. Like, there is an angry mustache thread about PI for Reconstruction, which MR actually just linked. It's funny, I was about to talk about this and I looked in Elysium and somebody had already linked it, so that's lovely. We will have more specific directions about exactly what we want you to do in terms of PvEing as we come out of the gates with these plans. I've always had a couple of repeated, like, I've got my little sayings, right? The Mitanni's Maxims or whatever. Just stuff that comes up war after war after war. One of those is wars are lost by the loser, because it's an organizational competition and you're trying to hold your org together and hope that the other guy is not as good at holding his org together. And the other one is after victory bureaucracy, right? So, like, once you crush the foe, then you have to go, oh shit, now what? We need policies, we need plans, we need to have a deal we can tell everyone about. And some of those are gonna need to wait another week, right? One of the things I want people to understand and to be gentle with each other they're about, is that particularly the people who have been in the command layers that have been responsible for prosecuting and organizing this war for the last 13 plus months is the same command layer across the Imperium coalition that is responsible for then dropping what we're doing after we've been up, you know, 6 hours, 6 hours of sleep a night at max for like the last 2 weeks, and then coming up with policies that are supposed to actually work for the next several years. So one of my functions here has been to just sort of tell everybody to expect that we are going to have some, you know, fucking stone tablet shit for y'all, but it might wait a week. We have most of the things that we need, but I do not want to introduce plans just because people are impatient. And we're not going to do that because I get to do that because I'm the fucking big boss. So if I say we're only going to release X, Y, and Z plans when they have been appropriately vetted and we know what we're doing, you know, I just want people to hold their horses. Mother Delve is still healing. There's a lot of Hulltimers to grind through and blow up the rest of this shit. So I know that people have lots of questions involving like rebuilding, dropping structures, alt corps, this, that, the other thing. There's going to be a lot of things where this week I'm not going to have answers for you. My answer for you is going to be wait and see, or, you know, come back next week, depending upon what it is. For some of the stuff like the PI, we're going to need tons of that. Please do check out that thread. All right. So, wow. 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 One of the things that I didn't talk about on the meta show yesterday, and I think that the Imperium as a whole deserves credit for this, I didn't talk about it on the meta show yesterday because I wasn't sure how secret it was. This is something that the Adge, Dracaris, and the coordination team worked on a lot. One of the reasons why the bad guys are broken down on or around UQ is that it was like we blocked the route. Dracaris had Sov 3 along that route, and we pointedly made sure that their route was jammed. Some mercenaries may have also been involved. We have one of the things that we are still not officially confirming or denying in any capacity is whether the Imperium did or did not hire any mercenaries over the course of this war. I like keeping those things secret, and I actually kind of forgot to even mention it ever because the puppies blew up so badly on the landing that we've been busy healing Mother Delph. But Imperium mercenaries may or may not have been involved. Imperium Sov was definitely involved because Dracaris fucking jammed their evac route because they lost these guys fucked it up so badly. I want you guys to understand, these guys fucked this up so badly that not only did they not have any fuel prepared, they had some small caches for their leaders or what have you, which is the normal thing you'd expect from the puppies, but they didn't even realize that they didn't have full fucking control of their evac route. And that's even before Dreadbomb got involved with a fucking bait beacon. So like, you guys to understand that one of the reasons why they got choked up there in catch and then started feeding to that Dreadbomb bait beacon is because Imperium forces actively and intentionally planned and executed an op to sever or delay their fucking golden bridge while we're shelling them. So that's pretty fucking cool. I'm very happy about that. So high fives all around. Can we get a shout out to Reddit Swarm? I love how the puppies think that that it's real. It's perfect. Also, good bingo bait. Well done. All right. Let me try to go through some of these things. I actually have some notes here on the fireside. It's been a pretty crazy ass time here. So I want to touch on recruiting. So last week I got up here on the fireside and I heard from many blurbs about a recruitment ban. And then we purged all of the things that the enemy have. And we're not done purging everything. Like, there's still some stuff to do. Here is the deal. There are some people that I want to have vetted, right, that are actual, like, the Pappy guys that didn't really realize what was going on, that might have gone away for months and they come back. So we've now had time to sort of put together, like, a Operation Pappy clip kind of thing to pick out the good ones that are actually worth bringing on board. The initial reason why we had to slam the recruitment doors shut as T5ZI was dying is that you need a vetting process. And we do want to get, I don't think we'll get Alpha Star Pilot because I think he's going to quit the game because I would probably not want to play EVE Online if I grew up taking orders from fucking Elf Boy. But I just wanted to say Operation Pappy Clip on a fucking fireside. You know, it's been dinging around in my head for a while. So here's what the deal is. There might be a few that you will see, but we're not going to be doing some sort of a vast recruitment of pappies. We don't actually want a bunch of them. And I have good news for those of you that have been particularly annoyed, like I have been, by some of their Reddit shit posters. Now, we fought 152,000 fucking puppies, but as the Emperor, sometimes I don't want to be fair. As the Emperor, sometimes I don't want to be merciful. I might recognize that it's important to, you know, slam down in some areas and then ease off and maybe allow a little bit of mercy here and there. But I feel it was perfectly fair for me to basically pick about 45, and it's a growing list. I just want you guys to know that this is happening so you don't have to worry about the security of our community. I have a fucking blacklist of shitposting puppies that I handed to Tony Delacour, who has been heroically going through and hunting down and identifying old school alt detector style these motherfuckers, because they do leave a trail. You just have to sit there and go through their fucking posts And that's one of the reasons why I love Tony so much, is that he is willing to do the work. He reads the puppy posts, so you don't have to. And the great news, my friends, is that he's found like 80% of them. So dudes like Dom McCabe and This Is Eve in it and Sci-Fi Sage and Stalking Mantis and just all of them, like almost all of your least favorite Reddit shitposters are now permanent members of the blacklist. They're not the kind of person that would be joining us immediately, but the concern with a lot of these flip-floppers, guys like Captain Soban or whatever, is or Marcus Murphy, is that they will tell you to your face that, oh, well, you know, I've changed and I like the goon or whatever, and they're just looking for a community where they can hog the fucking spotlight. So I don't think that these guys would be trying to join us immediately, but it's a thing where it's important, I believe, for the health of the community that in a couple years, when dumbass fuckface number 73, who, you know, shitposted so hard he actually got on the fucking list, will be told that they are not allowed in. And so credit to that goes to Tony, because it's a lot of work to read through, you know, but you know, there's just some names where I'm just like, find this fucking guy so I can blacklist him, in case anybody was worried that I was getting merciful or something in my old age. What about traitors like Ichi that left? I always thought that Ichi was a fucking spy. I was delighted when flipped sides, because I thought that he was just a spy who was kind of bad and then whatever, and then he went and he was a terrible fucking FC on their side either. So no, he was blacklisted the instant that he left. I was glad that he left, so because we were gonna have to kick him otherwise, and it might have been some drama. But he jumped ship, so no, he's fucking blacklisted. Almost all the people that I was like, personally get blacklisted, because that's how the community works. That's one of the perks of the big chair, is I can say nope. We don't usually like to talk about who is and who is on the blacklist. For specific people, I can let you know, because I don't want people, like, the last thing I want is for people to assume that I'm gonna like turn around and let some dumbass that everybody hates in, right? Like, you know, I'm not exactly Mr. Forgiveness. All right, so here's a very useful question that is on a practical topic, which is the alliance buying structures? I've got some in storage. I don't know. We might be. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. Kazanir, are you here? Can you like talk about things like that? Or is that a Tuzzy question? Let me see if I've got people that I can unmute here so they can actually talk.
Oh, I'm scrolling to find
Oh, there he is.
myself. Yeah, we are buying some. If you do beeping treasury in like GSISK, one of the finance directors can get with you and look at what you have and evaluate it. That might be something where we want to buy them this week or a couple weeks. The reconstruction project is going to take, I mean, it's there are a variety of stages to what we put down when as we build back towards the mega fortress, basically. Correct.
All right. Thank you. What about corp and alliance recruitment? No. I mean, when we're talking about, so this is the question here. One of the things that we talked about with the Kremlin last week, and in general, how we're handling the whole Operation Paperclip thing, is I don't want Pappy Corps. Like, I'm talking about individuals of high value that have gone through a vetting process, that we've like read their post histories and know that they aren't, you know, shit fucks or attention whores or anything like that. One of the things that is inherent in humanity is that there is a good percentage of people, I would say almost the majority of humans, in terms of just styles of personality and their motives, for whom it is more important to be loyal, even if the loyalty is misplaced, right? Like, for some people, they will go, well, like, I just don't, you know, if I started the war with Pappy, I'm going to finish the war with Pappy, right? And like, those guys are different from basically the sci-fi sages of the world. They're different from the Reddit shitposters. They're different from the diehards, right? Like, that's just how they're wired, and a lot of people are wired that way, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just important to remember these things and take that into account. I don't want wholesale Pappy Corp, not for at least a couple months, right? We're going to manage that. Merkelchen and Karma Fleet really understand what they're doing when it comes to who gets in and who gets out. And we're working with the Kremlin to make sure that everyone who is getting vetted goes onto a shared thread where we all have eyeballs on it, so no little shitlers manage to sneak in. But I'm not interested in bringing on whole corporations. And as I said before, we're not bringing on any new alliances. I did announce that we are bringing on IGC, but IGC actually came on board with us months ago. We just didn't publicly announce it. Like, they were fighting with us, but we didn't say, hey, they're going to be trial members in the Imperium, because that was part of their trial was, oh, you wanted to join us. Let's see if these guys fight. Let's see if these guys have what it takes to stand against the entire galaxy when things look bad? And the answer was they did. But that's it. Like, there's not going to be any other new Imperium members or anything after this. As related to the war, I'm not saying there's never going to be any new Imperium members or anything like that, but certainly not not wartime related. When can we start requesting iHub upgrades? So basically, this is something I want you guys, and there's going to be a lot of questions like this, and so I want you to think for a moment about how much work GSOL is doing. And it's a good question. It's a good question. I don't mean to shame this guy for asking this question. We will announce to everyone when we're ready to do shit like that. Right now, there is essentially a mad scramble to finish the after-victory bureaucracy phase of the bureaucracy. So, for example, I personally ran around because Tuzzy is a hero and GSOL had figured out how to do it easily. But this is one of those jobs that only people with the roles to destroy the entire organization can do. So I had to run around in a little leopard and literally sort of turn the light switch on in every single system that we had in iHub and hand them over to the ones that Weasel and crew didn't get to. But what's that?
I was going to say that we are actually plugging them in all over the place already. And if people want to go ahead and use the request form that we've always used for iHubs, and I can find the link here in a minute and link it in Elysium. Y'all can go ahead and request that now.
You're good.
Keep in mind that we've already, you probably don't realize, but we've probably already upgraded about half of Dell for ratting 3 or up. And it's helpful for you to request them because we sometimes don't know, like if you're ratting in a system and you rat the military index up to a level 3, we don't know. We have to go manually check these constantly to find out. So if you rat a system up to, say, military index 3 and it's ready for a level 3 upgrade, then submit the ticket and let us know. And so that lets us know to go out there and plug it in. What we've been doing is just not checking them one by one and plugging them in. Part of the bottleneck was we needed to build a bunch. But we have just a fuck ton built, a fuck ton already plugged in. At this point, we're just kind of going around playing whack-a-mole, finding indexes high enough where we can plug in an upgrade. So if you guys can rat them up, get them to a certain level, send us a request, and we can either say, oh, well, you know, you may not be aware, but this system's already upgraded to 5, right? Or we'll say, okay, great, we're going to come plug it in as soon as we get one there. And if you are a special member of the chosen few who are a member of GoonWaff, any GoonWaff court member, regardless of whether you have roles or not, can fly to any GoonWaff iHub, right click on it, and check which upgrades are plugged in. So if you're not sure about a system, if you can find a GoonWaff member and get them to fly out to your iHub, they can check it for you.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is why we win these fucking wars right there. Here I am up here giving a fireside to buy time for the command layer to, like, actually get some sleep and get some plans implemented and whatever. I'm like, get ready, guys. Hold your horses. You know, gotta be gentle with everybody. And fucking Tuzzy comes and is like, yeah, GSOL Ben had that. Like, it was interesting because it was as I was zooming around in my Tuzzy special leopard, handing my hubs back and forth, you could just see. It was amazing to see because, like, in the first couple days of the reconstruction, while we're sitting there transferring iHubs and stuff, I would go into system and high as balls, just absolutely fucking sideways, like couldn't barely, like my little fucking shuttle was swaying. I was so high, but it had to be done, right? Like it's like one of the few jobs that in my position, I'm the boss guy. I got the roles. I got to flip every iHub. It was really inspiring to zoom around Delve and Period Basis and Quirius because I got to see GSOL at work like day one. Like everywhere I went, there were citadels of ours anchoring. And I didn't want to be a blocker. I didn't want to hold these guys up because the best logistics people in the history of video games were waiting on me to make sure that everything actually got transferred over so they could do this fucking magic inside of the first 48 to 70 times. Actually, it was really just in the first few hours. Like, they just immediately were there. GSOL is one of the major reasons why the Imperium continues to win Hell Wars, is that we as an organization, again, we don't shit on, quote, F9 monkeys, unquote, because we play all of EVE Online. We do not turn up our noses at parts of it. What you got?
I'll also say I'm just now scrolling through the iHub list and Raging Commander, and we have 140-some iHubs right now, and the first, like, if you scroll halfway down the page, that far down the list and up already has at least an ratting upgrade 1 plugged in, and say the top third of the page is already up to level 3 and up. So, and we've hit all the systems that are closer to 1D1 first. So like we're not way the fuck down in Perry bases or anything yet putting in upgrades. We're much like mostly Northern Delta places y'all are probably going to want to ride in to begin with. Now, one other thing I want to add about mining upgrades is there will be no in system ore belts like cosmic anomaly ore belts until we get the upgrades in. So you kind of have to jumpstart those systems, and it's a massive fucking pain in the ass. It's better to get like a couple friends to come with you and go out in some really old school asteroid belts and get that in the index up to level one. And as soon as you get it up to level one, come screaming and hollering to GSOL for us to come plug our level one ore upgrade in. And once we do that, after downtime tomorrow, your first cosmic anomaly mining ore belt will spawn, and then once that spawns, you can use that to get it up to level 2, 3, and 4, and we can plug the other upgrades in. But that hardest one is getting that level one. So if folks want to focus on going around and boosting those ones, and then letting us know, we can come plug in those one upgrades to get that first cosmic anom going.
Yeah. So there's a question here, and I want to use this as a general sort of warning about just because you're paranoid doesn't mean that they're not out to get you, but you got to be smart about your paranoia. Yusetsu had a reasonable question as a WAF member here, which is like, if people are asking me as a WAF member to check on hub upgrades, is that suspicious? And I would say no. And the reason why I would say no is the people that are asking about iHub upgrades are the people that want to get out there and get crabbing, right? Like that's what we want. We want to encourage this behavior. If our enemies were going to be clever and savvy enough to do something like that, I want people in general to be not as paranoid with each other, right? Like, let the people whose job it is to be paranoid be paranoid. Let me and like Tony and Caitlin and Anominate and folks like that who are dedicated to the counterintelligence stuff fuss about. Because again, like I said, one of the reasons I'm telling people about the fucking turbo blacklist thing that I've been working on, and that Tony's been really doing all the work for it. I just gave him a bunch of list of people I wanted to be blacklisted, is as we are transitioning into getting ready for projecting power, as we are transitioning towards rebuilding our economic engine such that we can become the crisis and start dunking on these nerds once they actually settle. One of the reasons why we're not off dunking nerds right now is not only do we have to finish healing Mother Delve, but they haven't actually settled in place because we managed to, us plus various OPSEC, potentially mercenaries and other unaffiliated mercenaries and low-stake people have been doing such a fantastic job of clogging them up midway between here and Outer Passage. So we want to dunk on these nerds as soon as possible, and that is why I want people to be working together very cooperatively. One of the things that distinguishes us from the other guys is that, fundamentally speaking, we cooperate better than the other guys. So year over year, the Imperium has more people who are good at working together, that are happy to work together, and that engage with each other. And one of the things I want to caution everybody about is I don't want you being pointlessly suspicious of each other, because one, it's not your job. Two, those of us who it is part of our job are already all over it, right? They don't have to worry about me being vengeful or paranoid when it comes to trying to root out heresy within our group. But three, it is very important that we all work together and cooperate like we are better at than the bad guys, precisely such that we can then go back to being paranoid militarily and dunk on these nerds. One of the things that's very sort of, you know, it's tough. We've had a designated enemy to be mad about for like 14 months now, and it's kind of weird to have them all break up, not call each other pappy, and run for the hills because, you know, I've got a full head of mad, and these bitches just disintegrated. So it's sort of, you know, psychologically, it's a bit of whiplash, but I want us to go back to raining fire on these fucks as soon as possible, and as soon as the mechanics of EVE Online will allow that, right? Like, there are certain things that are going to be difficult to do for at least the next couple weeks because the bad guys haven't settled in a place for us to rubbish them, and also there's this little galactic fuel crisis that has been set up by the sheer amount of stunned carp ineptly flopping their way north. And I just want to give Corins a shout out. I'm afraid I ruined the wonderful phrase for everyone, but I just fucking love stunned carp, and Corins came up with that. All right, so A couple other things I want to talk about here. Again, it's been a while since we had a big, lengthy like Q&A fireside, so I appreciate that this started a little bit late with the Mumble outages, but after Victory Bureaucracy, we have a shitload of things to do and focus on to make sure that we are ready for what comes next. So part of that is actually Summer Swarm and Goon Meets. We have Summer Swarm next fucking weekend. It completely snuck up on me because we've all been here burning the candle at both ends, killing the puppies. But in Madison, next weekend is fucking Summer Swarm. If somebody can link the Goon Meet thread here in Elysium. And a whole bunch of people are coming to this at the last minute and making the pilgrimage up here because we abruptly just, you know, they disintegrated on impact and we're running the war here. And so suddenly it's time to get together. And please make sure you're vaccinated if you're coming. You know, don't give us the plague or anything dumb like that. But it's going to be a good time. So in just like, I don't know, 5 days, nerds are going to descend upon Madison, Wisconsin, and we're going to drink a lot of beer and eat a lot of brats and smoke a lot of weed. It's going to be good. Now, beyond Summer Swarm, what else is going on? One of the things that's going to be key in our economy is making sure that we keep murdering these fucking Hulltimers, right? Like, we have a bunch of Hulltimers. Basically, everything that we have these days is a kill. Lots of Keepstars going boom, lots of Athanors going boom. Where that's important and relevant is, in order to get that economy going again, we need to make sure that these Athanors and everything is cleared out. So please, 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 if you can think of something that you can do to help out, go on these fucking purge ops and make sure that Mother Delve is healed, right? I want, like, we've been doing a great job at this. The coordination team and everyone who has been going on these purge ops have been doing an insane amount of work. It is, as something that Powers sent me the other day, it is extremely, it's a challenging task. It's a very challenging task, but it's also an achievable task of like, hey, we're going to blow up 1,000 fucking structures as fast as we possibly can. Let's get to work. And that's what we're doing. And that's what we have been doing. It has been very successful. But one of the things I want to reemphasize is the sooner we heal Mother Delve, the sooner that we are able to slam down and re-engage our newly upgraded Awakened Empire-style economy with all of these lessons learned that we have bolted into it, the sooner we can go back to rubbishing the fucking Sun Carp. So please, please, please make sure these Athanors die so G-Sol can work their magic and put down what they need to put down. As part of that, I want to give a specific shout out. There's this one dude in G-Sol named Zavendo who has probably at this point looted more than 3 or 4 trillion ISK for the state, right? He is doing this as part of a GSOL function of looting all of this shit and making sure it goes to the state such that the state can then do things. But like, somebody's got to, like, it's not just blowing the stuff up. Somebody's got to scoop that stuff. Somebody then has to process that stuff and turn it into more cores, guns, and citadels for all of us. And it is really impressive because somebody has to do the work, and that guy has been doing the fucking work, and he deserves the shout out. There's a lot of people that deserve fucking shoutouts, of course. Now, I've spent here an hour talking about all the stuff that we need to do, and I still haven't gone through all the lists of shoutouts. And that's unfortunately the nature of this war. We have all done so much, but particularly, like I said in the meta show, like the Adj said in the meta show, like Asher said in the meta show, the fucking Cord team, holy crap, guys. Cord is the single highest burnout position in the organization, at least it is during the Hell War, right? It's probably not as much now. But then after the Hell War, these guys have been managing to try and get steel on fucking target on a consistently rolling timer after timer after timer after timer. And they're doing this all after they spent 13 plus months at fucking war. Like, it is intense. And I really appreciate the work that they have done, because in terms of people that have really sacrificed, everybody sacrifices for the common good when we're in this thing. But G-Sol and Coward really have been doing an insane amount of work, particularly in these last couple of weeks as we heal Mother Delve. So that fucking owns, and congratulations, guys. We really appreciate it. All right, so let me take some fucking questions here, guys. I'm sorry. Again, longer fireside. We've had a lot of herfity blurf, you know, here's this big speech kind of firesides, but we have a shitload of work to do so it can start raining fire on the puppies again. And so I want to go through here and yeah. Question about, are we going to get medals to rub in the puppies' faces? One of the things that I hope that CCP would eventually do is allow us to give out alliance-level medals. Medals are unfortunately a corp-level only thing. If I could give out alliance medals, I would absolutely do it. I wanted to be able to give out medals for years, and so please yell at CCP to get alliance-level fucking medals, and then I will be better able to give out gold stars. Unironically, that's not a fucking joke. I want alliance level medals. If somebody, if you want to rabble about CCB or rabble at CCB about something, add that to the list. Question, what are we going to do with locals like Evictus and AOM? We are going to shoot them. That is what we are going to do in BSI. Evictus, AOM have apparently decided that they want to reform as, you know, Legacy Coalition is dead. And those guys want to become PIBC on Tranquility. Personally, I think it's a bad idea because I think that that's painting a target on their back to have Norris and FRT come murder them. But whatever floats their boat. So they will be neutral. I am not going to be prioritizing us murdering Evictus or AOM because, again, they just named themselves PIBC. And I think Fraternity is, as a result, going to end up killing them. But, you know, whatever. That's their problem. We have bigger fish to fry. In terms of thinking about who we are most eager to continue raining hellfire down on, it's a simple list. It's Horde, Brave, and Test. Now, Brave is not yet settled in Jimidate. Horde is still, they're all kind of still on the way home. And Test is not even halfway home and telling their members that they need to pause and help guard or attempt to extract more Keepstars and Esoteria with whatever depleted forces they have. And mainly Test is now, right? The reality is the Test guys ran away so fucking fast that we blew up all their shit. So why am I talking about this instead of Evictus and AOM? The point is that if I have an option of raining fire and doom upon the pubbies who have defied our people, I am going to choose to do damage to Horde, Brave, and Test as a priority over any other randos. Now, that is not to say that I don't want you to shoot any other randos. The guys that are going to be in Paragon Soul, Esso, all that, that whole territory, I'm not interested in taking it. As you guys know, I like to build tall, and my lesson, the takeaway for me in this war, is to build even taller, right? Build 50 times taller. Do the whole fucking Awakened Empire thing. It was a shattered ring roll. Just fucking do your thing, whatever. So, you know, those will be neutrals who are in regions next door to us that we are welcome to shoot. I'm not going to be dropping what we're doing to go like purge Evictus or whatever because I don't give a shit about them compared to the big ones, the ones that are really perpetrators in this war. The most of the responsibility in terms of man hours invested, in terms of fleet commander commitment, in terms of just dedication to annihilating our tribe, the enemies that put the most work in to ruining us were Horde, Test, and Brave. And Horde, Test, and Brave are going to experience consequences as soon as it is possible for us to deliver those consequences, which is why we're having, you know, Mittens talks about PvE on a fireside, because I want to haze these nerds, right? I just, you know, it's good to have content next door, or content. It's good to have a bunch of neutral fucking puppies next door that you can shoot, but don't expect us to be like, oh, we're going to go purge AOM and Evictus. We will shoot them when we're bored with SIGs and squads and whatever, but our focus is always going to be on going after the war criminals. Until they are degraded to a point that they cannot do this again. And at this juncture, Horde and Brave have run away so fast that we still have a blood price to extract from them. And Test, we're busy extracting that blood price. Like, Test put all of their shit down. They didn't get their, you know, the value of those citadels that they put down out. Many of the citadels that we'd put down in Delve, we'd actually paid for themselves zillions of times over. All those Test things that they put down are a wasted investment. And so that's why it's so important for us to just kill, 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 burn everything down, because it's a huge hit to their bottom line and it's a huge interference for their ability to rebuild. All right. Let me take some other questions here. Can they even afford to rebuild? It depends, and that's their problem, not ours. Like, there's a non-zero possibility that after Test loses all of their shit here, that they end up like Razor. And I want people to be aware that that is a possibility. Razor used to be a really big, honest-to-God, block-level alliance. They were our allies during some of the wars in the past, in the Great War. And then after the fall of the old Northern Coalition, they kind of went into the drone regions, kind of like Test is planning on doing, and rotted away and died. Like, they're still there. They're technically, they exist. They're like drone renters. But that is a scenario that may take place for Test. But first, they have to get to Outer Passage. They're marooned in the middle of this fucking, Keepstar chain, and they're like, oh, well, we're gonna try to rescue some assets in Esoteria, guys, while their coalition is dead and their alliance is disintegrating and corps are running for the exits. I'm going to be very curious to see what Test Alliance Please Ignore looks like when they finally settle in Outer Passage, but it it's gonna be fun. When can we remove Requiem Eternal from period basis? So that is a very good question, Necro. Necro, of course, was the hero that helped us disband Requiem Eternal in the first place. Period basis has got to get cleaned. Aquarius has got to get cleaned. This is why we're here saying we got to fucking do the work. We got to purge all of these things. Like, our space is not yet healed. We need to wipe all of this shit out so we can start again fresh. Is there anything I would have done differently in the course of this war if you had a chance? Oh, yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of different things. I wouldn't even really think of, like, I always think of things that I can do differently because I'm not a little dick bitch. And when things go wrong, I go, oh, wow, that didn't work out. I should try something else next time. That's how you learn. That's how you grow as a person. So, I mean, of course, there's lots of different things that I would do differently. Is there anything immediately off the top of my head that I'm like, well, here's my official regret? Not really. I'm going to say one thing about catastrophic success, and then I'm going to let everybody go back to work, because if I keep running my mouth, it's going to hold up the fucking purge. Let me write this down, guys. Hold on a moment. One of the reasons that we are in the situation we're in right now is one of what I call catastrophic success. If I had 3 weeks ago said, hey, guys, and, you know, leadership channels, if I had said, like, hey, well, I think that Pro-God Legend is going to unanchor their Keepstars and set off a failure cascade where they all announce in a disorganized chain that the war is over while their members are still stuck in a massive tie-dye battle with a doomed doctrine that Elfboy shat out that lasted 2 minutes, led by Sharded Armor, who is leading the charge against 1DQ1, and then they would all get stuck and out of fuel as they panic evac and would lose every, like, you know, if I had actually just tried to predict what happened in these last 2 weeks, Mr. V would have just appeared behind me in a ball of radiating fury, screamed no hubris, and beat me to death. Right, it would just been no hubris, no hubris, no hubris, and just beat the shit out of me. That's what Mr. V would have done. And that's one of the things that we're dealing with. This is a catastrophic success scenario. When we are planning how we manage wars, we often do not plan for best case scenarios, because the thing is, you need to have some sort of rough idea that, you know, you're going to do this and you're going to try to win. But planning is usually a matter of, what if this goes wrong? What do we need to fix? Who needs help with whatever? How do we hold things together? So we didn't really have a plan for a catastrophic success like this. And in fact, it would have been impossible to conceive of what has taken place here. So I want people to understand, it's not just that, oh, hey, we won the war. What has happened with Pappy is the biggest failure cascade I have ever seen. It is the biggest failure cascade that has ever happened on the internet. It is thus far in human history, because there's not too much human history when it comes to the internet or nerds having slap fights on the internet. This is the biggest war. This is also the most costly war. This is the longest war. It's the most expensive war. And it is a war which has resulted in the biggest failure cascade and the biggest rout in the history of failure cascades and routes in internet nerd game slap fights. So, like, the scale of this fuck up is astounding. And it caught everybody by surprise. It caught us by surprise. It caught the enemy leadership by surprise. I expected there to be some kind of a failure cascade. I did not expect these guys to get caught out so badly that they announced that they would have, they told their people repeatedly that they would have 3 weeks to get out. And then they exploded the whole thing during the fucking final, like, feel good feed attack into the fucking wood chipper. And then they didn't have enough fuel. They all ran so fast, they completely destroyed the galactic fuel market. Like, these guys are skint on fuel. The supply just isn't there. Like, dudes have got to go fucking mine ice to get enough fuel to get all of these stun carp back. And the more it takes, the longer it takes, the less fuel there is. The longer it takes, the more low-sec hunters there are. The longer it takes, the more fuck-ups they have, like Titans jumping to beacons and all of this nonsense. I have never seen anything like it. So I want you guys to understand that one of the reasons why we are so exhausted, and also we're kind of like, whoa, is this is a scenario of catastrophic success. The enemy, all of them, just exploded, And it accelerated our timelines. I thought we were going to have to spend at least 2 months on the fucking Reconquista. I thought that we were going to do walls of Constantinople to rice fields, and then we're going to do Reconquista. But then I expected that they would fight to at least have a holding action, and we would have to do SOV ops and take our space back and all of this fucking shit. And really what it comes down to it is I don't really like the guy. I don't want to like drink it with him, but like I should send him a Hallmark card or buy him a beer or something or other to fucking Pro God Legend for just detonating the fucking pubbies. Couldn't have done it better myself. God damn. All right. I'm going to go ahead and call this off. I will appreciate everybody coming here today. Again, not a very herfy fireside, but I want everybody to understand that we have a lot of work ahead of us, and we really need to get back out there and make sure that Mother Delph heals. We got to purge Delph. We got to purge Quirius. We got to purge Period Basis, and we need to build our economy. So crab strategically, crab like the wind, but make sure that Mother Delph, Quirius, and Period Basis are healed first. Thank you for coming. Let's get back out there. Kicking ass, taking names, fucking with puppies.